call the Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's your deal?
All right, anything at all you want to discuss, you want to share, weekend plans, you want to talk about that god-awful soccer, anything at all, advice, you want it, you need it, 766-9370. What we have to do is talk about what we talked about on Friday with What's Your Deal. Dana had asked the question, what should she do for Kenny, her live-in sin boyfriend, who will be her husband on August 4th?
Mm-hmm. I think at this point, it's considered a fiancé.
Yes, it is.
Has he proposed?
Yeah.
Where's your engagement ring?
I've been wearing a ring for like months.
Yeah, but he gave you the ring after he proposed?
Yes.
Oh, well, I didn't even... Yeah, you do have a ring on that finger.
Yeah.
You haven't seen our engagement ring yet?
I guess not. Yeah.
Well, wow, okay. Clearly the sensitive one on the show.
Yes, yeah. I'm sorry. Your fiancé, Kenny. Yes, that is fair now.
Well, now me and Dana have matching rings, and the marriage expert of the show doesn't even wear one.
No, nor has he ever. I don't need a ring to show my faith and dedication.
You've never worn a wedding ring, have you? Or did you wear it for like the first year? And then
I wore it for the first 2 weeks, and then my ring fingers swelled up like a balloon, and I took it off, and my wife has worn it on her thumb ever since.
Wedding ring rash?
No, it got swollen. Like, I had a line on it. Like, I could barely get it off, and I was going to take it down and get it sized. And I told my wife that I don't like rings. I mean, you know, I spent enough time in the mafia. There's no reason to revisit my finger jewelry.
Well, my God, if you could wear the wedding ring on your pinky.
Exactly. Yeah,
it was supposed to be.
Well, it didn't have a ruby on it. Yeah, I don't like rings. I'm not Chris Angel. I'm not Nikki Six. I hate stuff on my fingers.
Well, you should try it out. Just dip your toe in it. That's how you get going into the accoutrement. You start with a ring.
But back to this, though. So Data asked, what is it that you should do for Kenny? And we were talking about age, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And before we get to the age thing and what we discussed on Friday, you did take him out to Crew Friday mm-hmm. night. Mm-hmm. And you told us on the radio that you were taking him out to dinner. And what I saw on your plates and in your dishes was not dinner.
Oh, my God.
That place should be shut down.
Why?
You have never eaten there. You have no idea how amazing the food is.
Do they even have... You would think a restaurant would have an oven. Or a stove. Not one thing on your plate was cooked.
No, half the stuff we ate was cooked.
Oh, it all looked raw and pink and white. And
oh, my God.
Oh, I was like, oh, my God. This is, and I know you guys like that food, but I saw that stuff and I was like, my God, if my wife did that for my 40th birthday, that would be my last birthday ever.
Isn't there there's a whole style and art to preparing that kind of stuff, isn't
there, Dana? So there's like a very specific way you're supposed to cut the fish. So that it basically, you know, it's not like super fibrous or anything like that. It's the same thing like when you cut meat.
Yeah, they cut it against her with the grain, so it's tender and so it presents well and it's more flavorful and enjoyable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
They go to like so much trouble just to get that done, and I look at it on a plate and it just I get all squeamish.
I can go through all of these pictures and tell you what was cooked and what was not.
No, you don't need to because it's early. It's all I've got in me is a frozen burrito, and that'll come out.
But I will say, like, honestly, we've eaten at Crew many, many times. It was one of the best meals we've had.
Wow.
Well,
good for you guys.
Yeah.
And you talked about where it is. And so this is like the place to go, I guess, for a lot of people that like raw.
So the deal with Crew is it's a contemporary place. So
what does that mean?
When I explain it to people, I call it more of a fusion. It's not really a fusion with another culture's food, but it's not just plain sushi. It's not just rolls. They do fancier stuff with their food there.
I want you to think about this. And for anyone out there that likes their food fancy, I like great meals, but I don't need fancy. I just want you to think about this. No matter how fancy, no matter what the ticket cost, no matter how cheap or if it comes in a bag, no matter the things, no matter if it's a 6-star, 7-star, Michelin rated, or it's a fast food joint, all that food ends up in the same spot.
Yes, but it tastes different going in, you foul creature.
Sounds like my dad when he used to mix all his stuff together on the plate and then eat it in one bite. It all goes to the same place.
It doesn't need to taste like that going in.
Yeah, it all ends up in the same place. And I don't want to wreck anyone's Monday or, you know, if they're having breakfast. I just wanted to state an obvious. I just wanted to give you a fact. So anyway.
You're ridiculous.
I have to ask you something about the food preparation when you're done, though, Dana, because I'm curious about one of the items on here.
Okay, you can go ahead and ask me it now.
Yeah.
When do they start putting lobster whiskers on stuff?
Lobster whiskers?
What do you mean lobster whiskers?
Did you see these?
No, I didn't see lobster whiskers.
I don't know what that's called, Joe.
No, those aren't lobster whiskers.
What are those? Those are the things that are in the front of the lobster?
No, it looks like red, like it's like a red string beet, or I don't know if it's a beet, but all that is like some sort of vegetable that they just string cut like that to decorate with.
I could have sworn that looks like a whisker to me.
I couldn't even tell you what is on top of most of these, because when they came out, every single dish was sat between my uncle and I, because we started the train. We all family shared at this meal, and there was 9 of us.
Uh-huh.
And he would explain to us every time, like he'd set it down and he'd be like, this is salmon with blah, blah, blah on top of it. I couldn't tell you what was on top of these. Like,
they present it and they give you the story behind it. And they're really proud of it. And you guys are like, just feed me.
No, I just couldn't remember. I mean, it was so much food we had that night.
Well, check out the photos. They're waiting for you on Facebook. Glad you guys had a good time. Glad your fiance Kenny had a good birthday.
There's one thing I have to rave about.
Okay.
So we ordered a cheesecake for dessert.
Yeah.
And the picture's in here. It does not look like a cheesecake. Basically, what it was is a toasted piece of bread.
Oh.
And it was a little charred. And then they had like this kind of like, it almost looked like a dollop. But that was the cheesecake of like sour cream. But it was a dollop of cheesecake on top, with grilled apricots.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what else was on it, but it was the best cheesecake. It's a deconstructed one, but it was the best cheesecake I've ever had in my life.
I love cheesecake.
You just passed it, Joe.
I think traditional cheesecake. That sounds awful with burnt toast and sour cream.
No, the flavors were insane. It was so good.
Huh.
It was looks amazing.
Like the ambiance of it looks awesome. It
looks like a great place, yeah. You can see the photos are waiting for you on Facebook. Now to the deal from Thursday. That's the whole thing that started all this. We talked about which is more important. Joe said, no, 40's the big blow up the party. That's the big one. That's the big to do. And I said, no, it's 50. And we talked about that because Kenny turned 40 on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Now we go back. And this got a whole bunch of votes, at least for this kind of thing on Facebook to me. 350 votes.
This is the kind of thing that anyone and everyone can get in on, because it's going to happen to most folks that live that long.
Yeah, I thought we would have got like 15 votes or whatever. No big deal. But 350 people chimed in, not to mention all the other comments. What milestone birthday is more important, 40th or 50th? And Joe, even off air, he's like, you're crazy. Why do you say that stuff on the radio? You say that stuff just to get a rise out of people.
I told him, I said, man, you are so crazy with the way you think and stuff about that. It's like, no one thinks the 50 is the big one.
It's absolutely accurate, Joe. He is usually very crazy and insane with his opinions.
They're so far out there, but they make sense. It's just weird.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? It's because they're true, and it's like the gospel, because...
Because I'm the godfather. I just don't wear my rings anymore.
Yes, it's 82% of the people that voted said the 50th birthday is the big one, to a whopping 18% that said 40th.
Where's that? How do you know the 80% percentile?
Well, because Dana put it up as a poll.
Oh, get out of here. What are you guys talking about?
Yeah, and that's out of 350 people that chimed in.
That's lunacy.
85% on Twitter also said 50th birthday.
Whoa, give me that again.
85% on Twitter.
Even so bigger,
it's the
on
same
Twitter.
People.
Well, no, there's not actually very different people on Twitter than...
Dana, did you put it on MySpace and Instagram?
I did not put it on Instagram.
Can you put it on those two channels today? Will you put it on Snapchat, too?
Does MySpace even exist still?
No. Joe was like, no. 40, man. People tell you. We turned the microphones off. He's like, you're crazy.
That's insane.
Why do you say that stuff just to get a rise out of people? You can't really believe that. And I said, Joe, yes, I said that on the radio. I believe it. The 50 is the big one. And then the people chimed in. And lo and behold, crazy, kooky dog that belongs in an asylum was right. At least according to the River Rockers that participate.
Well, that makes no sense. I mean, I see it in front of me, but that is just ridiculous.
Yeah, what do you call it?
Who sits around and pines for a 50th birthday party?
Lots of people.
No,
you're half a
That's
century.
Insane.
Well, but like, I mean,
I've never heard anyone say it out loud.
Yeah, but people do it all the time. 50th birthdays are big.
I've never heard anyone say the 50's bigger than the 40.
I did up my mom's 50th birthday big, and granted, when she turned 40, I was not of the. I didn't have the capability to throw like a huge party for her because I was a teenager still.
Yeah.
But I threw a humongous party for her 50th birthday.
See? Yeah.
Yeah.
50's nifty. That's what it is. You know, 40's significant, sure, but 50's nifty.
Oh, 50
is when you...
I disagree.
50's like your last hoorah, you know, because you get that one in, you're like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to make it to 51 or if I'm going to make it to 55. That's like halfway between that century mark, and according to 82% of the people... 50th. Yeah.
I agree with Denise, the very first comment on here. I don't even want to turn 50, much less celebrate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Tyler said, 40 is a big one because you're officially an old man, but 50 is a serious one, too. Wow.
Well, I'm looking forward to Kenny's 50th birthday at this point because I can get hammered at that point. I won't be pregnant, hopefully.
Yeah, well, you know what? You might be. But the rate you're going right now, you might have 6 kids by then.
Yeah, if you are, that's been a good 10-year run for you, bro.
Yeah. And remember what I told you, Dana. How does it go if you have one kid?
I think you live in a house if you have one kid.
Yeah. Well, you can live in an apartment with one.
Okay.
Okay. Or house, and then you can stay in the house with two. But as soon as you have a third kid, what happens?
You go to a trailer.
That's right. Yeah, you have to live in a trailer.
Oh, I thought it was a shoe.
Well, no, Dana's going to go from the trailer park to a shoe. Dana's going to live in a shoe park. Happy Monday. Here's some classic rock redefined. Here's Offspring on the River.